views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. Happy almost 2013. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Every Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading edge teaching on the planet to help you discover true empowerment. Hello, Sabrina.
Happy New Year, Christine.
Yes, Happy New Year. I can't believe 2013 is about to come. I thought the world was supposed to end in 2012.
Something like that. Yeah, 2013. I didn't plan.
I know. You and I were just chatting when we were connecting via Skype about our Authenticity Rising workshops this coming year. It's like, wow, 2013's here. It actually came, and we need to plan our schedule.
We do. I guess we should start thinking about working now, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, so how are things in Colorado today?
You know, we're having a lot of light, powdery snow up here on the mountaintop. So it's absolutely gorgeous. And I'm really grateful that I don't have anywhere else to be.
That's great. So you don't have to drive in it.
I do not have to drive in it. And that's a good thing because I'm expecting, well, I think we might get about a foot of snow tonight. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
a lot of snow.
I know. It's been snowing since early this morning. Well, you know, about 8 a.m. this morning. And I'd say, you know, we've got about 5 to 6 inches right now. So.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's a lot. Well, here in the Seattle area, we get 4 inches and it shuts the whole place down because, first of all, people don't know how to drive in it.
Right.
Whereas, you know, in your area, people have lots of practice. Secondly, they don't have enough plows to go around to the side streets, most of them. So even though the main roads will get cleared on a regular basis, the side roads aren't. And you know, there'll be cars that'll just be piled up, you know. People don't understand that you're supposed to speed up going up a hill as opposed to, like, don't slow down and put your brakes on when you're going up a hill. You might not make it up there. And, you know, you see all these cars kind of stacked up, you know, and some of them off the side of the road. It's not a pretty picture when it snows here, except it's beautiful in terms of, you know, all the snow on the trees. So, you know, it's gorgeous, but we definitely don't want to go out when it's snowing there.
No, I know that. And we are very fortunate that we have the right equipment to clear our roads and keep it very safe up here. But, yeah, there's just times that it's just nice that I don't have to – I can choose not to go somewhere, you know. So
right.
I feel very
right.
fortunate in that regard.
Oh, that's great.
But I can tell you, there was a New Year's Eve when I was, boy, maybe – I'm thinking 15 years old, and it was snowing in Kansas with black ice, and – I was determined to go to the big party.
And
my
mom
was like, well, you'll have to get a ride, really thinking that there was no way that anyone would come to pick me up.
Right.
So she just did not know how resourceful I was.
Oh, no. So did somebody come and pick you up?
Yes, I got a ride to the party, and then I got a ride home, but they couldn't get up to my house on the way home, so I had to walk through about 2 feet of snow uphill to get home. So.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so worth it.
Well, you know, the show today is about resolutions, authentic resolutions. We could instead focus on Sabrina's teenage years because that might be far more interesting.
We need way more than an hour.
Yeah, and I had some adventures as well and some regrets because, you know, the things I never want my own children to do that I did as a teenager. But, You know, as we approach the new year, instead of looking back, I think it's always helpful to look forward. You know, yes, I think it's helpful to look back and say, what did we learn, you know, including from our crazy teenage years? What did we learn? Like, okay, well, sometimes people will be out driving, you know, under the influence on New Year's Eve, so you have to be extra careful. You know, there are bits and pieces we can get from our past. But I think that the end of 2012, the beginning of 2013 is a wonderful time to look back and say, huh, what were the blessings of this past year? And what is it I want to manifest for the coming year?
Well, exactly. It's always a nice time to look back and reflect on, you know, what we've accomplished through the year and what we'd like to do. And so many people, often we set these unreasonable goals every year. It's the same thing. I want to lose weight. You know, yeah. I want to have more patience. Maybe those are just my things. I don't know. No, we tend to look outside of ourselves for those changes versus within.
Right. And it tends to be about, let's control our behavior. Let's focus on what it is we want and feel very dissatisfied with where we're at in the moment, which, of course, keeps us stuck. So I think that you and I look at resolutions in a very different way, and you and I tend to view how to manifest what it is we're resolved to manifest, very differently than many people. It's, for me, it seems so important to think of the sort of the highest level of what it is we want to manifest. So let's say we want to lose weight. You know, I'm in that category. I've put on some weight since, you know, I had my gallbladder removed a couple of years ago. And, you know, I would like to slim down and get more muscular. Well, really, why is it that I want to lose weight? Is it because I have to have a certain number on the scale? No, that's not reasonable. The point is, I want to feel good about my body. I want to feel good and comfortable in my clothes. I want to feel strong. I want to feel vibrant. I want to feel energized. So when I think in terms of what it is I really want, it has nothing to do with the number on the scale.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
and that's the thing. It's a vibrational match is what you're talking about. And that's what happens and why so many resolutions tend to fail is because people are looking at the absence of what they want. And that's where their vibration is focused, is the absence of it versus what it would be like to have it.
Right. And oftentimes I think we need to first analyze why it is we want what we want, whose voice is inside of our head asking us for this. You know, I mean, for instance, I can't tell you, there are some really beautiful women, very slim, who think that they're too heavy. Why? Because the media has helped them to believe that they're just not skinny enough. You know, they don't look enough like that skinny model in the lingerie ad. When in fact they're a very healthy, vibrant, weight, and beautiful. So, you know, we need to identify the voice that inside of our head, thinking that, okay, well, you should stop eating sugar or you should lose weight or whatever. So I think that's a first step. What else should we be looking at?
Yeah, definitely looking at the voice within and why we're wanting those things. And you already touched on that. You know, what is the reason that's driving that? You know, we sometimes don't feel good enough, and it doesn't have anything to do with even our body size, but that's what we tend to target or pinpoint because it's something more tangible. We look for the tangible items so that we can actually say, this is what's not right about me, or this is what could be better about me.
Yes, and the worthiness stuff is so prevalent in all of our choices. I mean, it's amazing sometimes to really tune in to, do I feel worthy of, you know, whatever it is? Do I feel worthy of being slim and healthy? Do I feel worthy of being on the radio? Do I feel worthy of shining my light? That's a big one for me that I've had to deal with layer upon layer upon layer. But it really is that you're right, so right, Sabrina, that's the crux of the matter.
Yeah, and those layers, they just keep coming and coming, those growth opportunities that we're given, right?
Yes. Gosh darn.
And that's how I like to look at them, as growth opportunities, because it's really too hard sometimes to think of them as painful challenges or tests and things like that.
Right.
Because it feels like sometimes things are stacked up against me in that manner.
Right.
But we always have to look at the essence of what is causing us to want something different than what it is currently.
Yes. And how are we dissatisfied with ourselves? Like for me, this concept of wanting to lose a little weight, I feel like I've sort of gotten out of touch with my body. I'm not exercising as much, and I'm not listening to my body as much when I'm eating. And really, I want to have a sense of ease. And so I've just started to focus on that a little bit and recognize, oh, well, I was eating beyond when I was full. So it's really a matter of my wanting to be in comfort and in harmony with my body, not just to have a certain number on the scale or look a certain way. It has to do with the way I want to feel.
Exactly. And, you know, you're hitting it. It's about your body. And we're always getting information and feedback from our bodies, but are we listening to that?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's huge. And you're right. It's information. It's like, okay, well, you know, I'm gaining a little weight here. What's going on? It could be something as simple as, oh, well, you know, I started drinking too much soda, or I'm not exercising as much. Or it could be that there's something, some emotional, you know, stagnation, right? The stress, and that increases the cortisol level, which, you know, decreases the metabolism, and you don't burn as many calories. I mean, it's complex, but there's always a message in there. Yeah. I want to talk more about this. And Sabrina, I think we've got some great insights for people about how to help create resolutions that will work and are authentic. We'll be right back. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I love the topic that we're talking about today with authentic resolutions, with today being New Year's Eve and 2013 fast approaching. It's a time that we're reflecting on what has happened in the past year and what we would like to change for the new year, or what we would like to create. And I think a lot of people tend to view resolutions as a way of making themselves a better person. And we've been discussing about how that can be about the tangible effects. But what about the true essence of just playing our role and our purpose in this world?
Oh, that's huge.
Christine,
that's
do you
so
have any
important.
Suggestions?
Well, I think that really the so much of the external control of the, okay, well, you know, I need to lose weight or I need to give up smoking or caffeine or whatever is a way of trying to manage from the outside. But I think that what you're saying is we need to focus on what's within ourselves. And for me, it always comes back to authenticity. And I love the way Gary Zukav defines authenticity. It's aligning your personality with your soul. So it's a matter of connecting on a soul level with your purpose, as you were saying. And for me, that means listening within, paying attention to all the information, you know, the information that's not valid, you know, I sort of push away and listening to the information that is valid, and then acting upon it and respecting it and honoring what it is, the communication I'm getting from source or God or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so for me, that sort of being in that flow is really important. I'm not sure how to put that in a resolution. You know, I resolve to be authentic.
And that's a big resolution. You know, it's interesting. I recently read somewhere where it said, you know, if you're trying to be authentic, you're not.
Yes.
And I love that because it's so true, because either you're authentic or you're not. Yes. And I recently read something else about, you know, what your purpose is. You know, what if your purpose is just merely to take care of yourself, to feel good the majority of the time, you know, and be present with yourself, to tune in, to listen? What if that's the only purpose we ever have, instead of some idea that we have this really grandiose purpose, life purpose, to make this huge difference in the world? When we honor ourselves and be authentic and tune in, then isn't that satisfying a purpose where we are making a big impact on the world?
Yes, absolutely, Sabrina. But, you know, I think a lot of people think in terms of doing that as being self-centered or selfish. And yet it's really about shifting your vibration, that self-satisfaction, that happiness, that contentment permeates the world around them. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think of laughter and how laughter just ripples out into the ethers. You know, when you're out in public in a restaurant or shopping or wherever people go, I don't know, I stay on top of my mountain. But, you know, when people are laughing, I think about how it just ripples out and it's contagious.
Absolutely.
And so it's lifting people up. And oftentimes we take for granted, I think, the simple things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Really, life is about just these simple moments, these moments of joy and extracting the most out of each and every moment, finding the good, you know, finding the blessings, and that being enough.
Right. And of course, when we're in that state of, you know, being in the moment and being in a place of joy, then our natural guidance flows through much more easily, which of course may inspire us to go and move forward in new ways, whether it be in a new relationship, or maybe it's, you know, serving the community, or maybe it's writing your book, you know. It's not that we're not to do these things that will reach many in the world, But really the focus has to begin on self.
Right. That's it. It's like putting the oxygen mask on first, because if you don't, you have nothing to give. And when you're in that state of joy, that's when the insights and the clarity comes booming through. And, you know, you have these ideas like Authenticity Rising and how it hit both you and I to create something to help people be more authentic.
Right. And for me, focusing on what it is I want to create, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are big believers in thinking long and hard, creating vision boards, thinking a lot about what it is they want to create, and focusing a lot of energy in through affirmations, through visualizations. I take a different approach now. I used to do that stuff. And I found that my attachment to that was really about my fear of not getting it. So really, I get to a higher level about what it is I want to feel. How do I want to feel in a relationship? Not, you know, what does this person need to look like? Whatever. It's more about that higher level perspective of feeling and experiencing the joy, the contentment, the sense of expansion, the sense of connection.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the feeling place is what it's all about. And I think that's what many times are missing from resolutions or different goals that we make in our lives, is the feeling place of it. And that's what we have to get to. And you and I have the same thing with affirmations, although it works really well for many people. For me, I always felt like I was programming myself or telling myself a lie, because I was usually affirming the absence of some, or, you know, what I wanted, because it was something that I was absent from my life. And again, it goes back to this being an inclusion-based universe. The universe doesn't hear no or not or don't.
Right.
Whatever you're feeling or focused upon is what you receive. It's what you're a vibrational match to.
So when you're focusing on something and you're feeling the lack thereof, then the universe doesn't hear that you want it. The universe focuses on the lack and helps you recreate the lack.
Exactly. Yes. And that's what keeps it coming. And that's why people feel stuck. They feel like they feel stuck because they're recreating what is in their life, which is typically what they don't want. For the example that we were using earlier of weight loss, it's usually motivated by people looking in the mirror or feeling how their clothes feel too tight, things like that, that motivate them, yet they're still focusing on, you know, they're wanting the instant results. They're not coming as quickly as they'd like. And so they keep looking at what is, and nothing changes in the what is state. But you were right, getting into that feeling place. What does it feel like to have a healthy body?
Yes.
A body
yes.
that can thrive and be vital.
So there seems to be some sort of balance, though, between this organic approach of, like, you know, focusing on the feelings and wanting to manifest something, and basically, you know, focusing on the sense of what it would feel like to have it, to be there, think about it, feel it in the here and now. But isn't there a lot of letting go associated with our resolutions?
The lack of attachment, you mean, to needing it to be a certain way? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the time frame in which it comes through.
Oh, that's a huge one. People get so impatient. We're, you know, we're this fast food kind of lifestyle where we want it, and we want it now, or 5 minutes from now.
Or yesterday.
Exactly, exactly.
And you have to give up on the time frame. And that's, you know, when you get back into the feeling place of it, again, it comes through awareness. To have the awareness of what you are feeling, what it feels like when you see a certain image or eat a certain food, any of those things, you know, what it feels like when you look at your bank account versus just letting it ride, you know, trusting that it's going to be okay, things like that. So you have the awareness, which then when the feelings come in, you're recognizing it for the information it is instead of just a random emotion coming through.
So explain more here about when the feelings come in.
Well,
give me an example.
You know, I'm trying to think of anything specifically I'm working on right now. For me, when I was looking at reflecting on 2012 and, you know, really wanting to have a book published and I didn't have it published. You know, I had a story mm-hmm. published, but not a book. And instead of getting upset with that, being okay with where I'm at, but going, why am I holding myself back? And it always mm-hmm. comes back to the fear. But the fear is disguised very subtly. The feelings are subtle. They're like, you know, you have these other priorities you need to be working on right now. Mm-hmm. Or you have this responsibility with this school, with your daughter. You need to take care of that. Or you're doing everything you need to do because you're doing your sauna every day, you're meditating, you know, and trying to find the feeling place of being okay with where it's at.
Right. So there's the information of what may be the obstacle or some of the obstacles to manifesting what it is we want to get, but that has to be balanced with being very accepting of where we are in the moment, right?
Yes, being very accepting and allowing with what is. I can get caught up in my negative self-talk and criticism all the time, mm-hmm. and I have to watch that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a big one. Okay, well, it looks like we're about ready to head into another break. When we come back, Sabrina, I'd love to chat with you about how we step forward into our resolutions. Is it just a matter of letting go, or do we need to take certain action? This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz and
invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. We're discussing authentic resolutions and ways to make your 2013 a little bit better. Now, when we went on break, Christine, you were talking about any action outside of just the need to let go. And by letting go, we mean, you know, set your intention, get to that feeling place of having it, and then release it. It's like going to a restaurant and sitting down and giving your order to the waiter. Now, you don't keep going back to the kitchen to make sure that they're getting it right. Now, although some of you might. That would make life really hard, though.
So it would. It
would. You want to release it and trust that you're going to get back at least what you ordered or better, and then some.
Right.
So what other action items are necessary when you're wanting to achieve or obtain a certain goal or desire in your life?
Well, I think that action is an essential part of it. When we're in human form, taking action is really important. But I believe that most people come from a place of motivated action, like, okay, well, I am going to exercise 6 days a week, and it's going to look like this. It's going to be this time of day. And it's okay to create structure, but oftentimes the action is really about a pushing, a forcing, coming from this place of control, as opposed to coming from a place of inspiration.
Or allowing.
So, yes. Or allowing, absolutely. And so I think that we really need to focus more on the inspired action and the allowing, which frightens a lot of people, I think, because they think, okay, well, if I'm not going to, restrict my caloric intake, then I am not going to lose weight, kind of thing. But really, if you can be in this place of, all right, well, I'm going to take a few deep breaths, and I'm going to focus on what it is I'm going to choose to eat here, and I'm going to eat, I'm going to just remain focused in the moment, as opposed to weighing things out on the scale, like how many ounces of pasta do I have here, and all those shoulds and shouldn'ts and all that control, that motivated action, I think can actually prevent us from achieving what it is we want to achieve. But the inspired action that comes from within, and that allowing, is much more apt to yield us to our desired result.
It's very, very true. And that's it. I mean, we could set up the exercise routines and the specific meal plan and things like that. If it's fun for you, do that by all means. If it brings joy, that's the way you should approach your weight loss. But if it doesn't, if it feels like you're denying yourself.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's a big part when we get to the point where we think that we have to deny ourselves and we have to let go or, not indulge in certain things because it will be harmful to us. Nothing is more harmful than eating something or doing something while you have the belief that it's hard or harmful to you.
Right. Oh, that's so important. That's such an important point, Sabrina. I wholeheartedly agree. And, I think that there's another aspect of it. If, like, for instance, I go through stages where I give up sugar. I've never given up sugar, refined sugar, for the rest of my life kind of thing, but I'll go through stages where I might give it up for, a week or a couple of months or a few months. Typically, when I've gone about doing that, what I've done is I've said, okay, well, I'm not going to have any sugar this morning, and I'm going to leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to check in and see, am I still inspired not to have any more sugar, in the afternoon? And when it feels okay, I'll still give myself permission to have sugar in the evening if there's I want to have a little chocolate or something. And then I'll tune in. It's like, no, this feels kind of good. My body's feeling a little different. Oh, I might be detoxing a little bit, but there's something about this that feels right. So I'm going to continue and be inspired and not have any sugar this evening. And so I'll go through a day, and then the next day it'll be like, how does it feel today? How am I feeling? And if I'm feeling like I'm really denying myself but not having that piece of chocolate, I'll allow myself the chocolate.
I love that approach. I love what you're saying. You're tuning in, you're listening to the information, you're getting the guidance, and you're making an informed choice based on that.
Right.
And now when you have the chocolate, when you decide, okay, yes, I do want a little chocolate. Now, do you beat yourself up when you eat the chocolate?
Oh, absolutely not. I enjoy it thoroughly and recognize that that too was inspired action. And so if it's inspired, then on some level, it's feeding my soul. And it might be the soul coming through the five-year-old child, you know, that part of myself that's still little and just loves having a treat. Or it could be the grown-up who just really appreciates good quality dark chocolate. But that kind of inspired action needs, you know, it brings me joy and it feels right. And when I come from that place of I really appreciate this, then it doesn't feel negative to my body.
And I love that. And that's the important thing. If you can appreciate it and feel some joy from it, you know, and I love that. Unfortunately, I think a lot of times if we're going to keep going with this analogy of weight loss, people will eat the ice cream and then they'll beat themselves up right. over and over again. Out of guilt for doing it, you know, so
And there's an aspect of that. If, you know, you decide you're not going to have ice cream except once a week or, you know, whatever it is, and you eat a bunch of ice cream and suddenly you're not feeling good. Well, you can certainly take that as information like, wow, I really wasn't listening to my body very well because this doesn't feel good. Not like I'm a bad person. I've messed up my resolution, but rather, oh, I've got more information here. I was trying to stay away from ice cream and I didn't. And this is what it feels like when I've eaten ice cream. Huh. Isn't this interesting? I need to utilize this information for making choices in the future.
Yes, absolutely. And it always comes back to that tuning in. You know, you don't need to beat yourself up or feel guilty for falling down because we're human and we're always going to fall down. You know,
absolutely.
It's about getting back up.
Yeah. So Sabrina, can you tell our listeners what your resolutions are for this year?
Wow. Well, I don't do the traditional resolutions, but you know, one of the things I was thinking about today, because these last few days I've been pretty quiet. I've been looking and reflecting on 2012 and really thinking about 2013, what I'd like to do or accomplish, or, you know, some ideas and goals that I'd like to meet. And although they're not traditional resolutions, one of the things that came to me this morning is I just want to have awareness. I always want to have the awareness of the information around me to tune in and to get the guidance that's there, you know, because I know I'm surrounded by it. And there are times that I start to feel lonely. I feel a little isolated sometimes, or that I'm not hearing things and I'm out there alone. And that's not a nice feeling to feel alone. And I realize that it just comes from that desire of having the awareness to listen and tune in to the information that's surrounding me.
Oh, that sounds like a really powerful resolution, because that awareness helps give you clarity, helps bring you joy and bring you to a place of ease and expansion. And yeah, that sounds fabulous.
Well, and how about you, Christine? What do you have planned?
Well, you know, my resolution this year is to get comfortable shining my light more brightly. One of the things I've recognized is I've still got some voices within me that have been working to dim my light. And it has to do with early family dynamics, you know, when I was a child. But I've recognized that I actually have some issues associated with, like, you know, being too successful or, you know, appearing, you know, too vibrant or, you know, just looking too good in some sense. I was taught as a young child to not shine too brightly. And I recognize it's not only doing a disservice to myself and to my health and well-being, it's doing a disservice to the world.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm right there with you. And that's what I've been looking at, the fear. That little ego fear that wants to come in and say, oh no, you know, you've got a really good life here. You know, it's safe
right.
here. You could stay right.
Don't take more risks.
People can be mean, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I just, yeah. Cause my biggest fear is always being judged by somebody else. You know, that's my Catholic upbringing.
Right.
I always feel like I'm going to fall short of the expectations of others.
Right. And the only way we could really disappoint ourselves is if we fall short of our own expectations. So we need to tune in clearly about what our own expectations of ourselves are and then get rid of all those other inner voices or just become aware of them and detach from them, which
that
isn't
awareness.
Always easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that awareness
that's
is key.
Where I'm coming from is like just having that awareness of what's going on internally and externally so that I can move forward with more confidence.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because there may be some people out there who think, you know, these are kind of strange resolutions to have. You know, don't you want to be more specific? I think that they're very, very powerful. I remember a couple of years ago, I asked for seeing truth, deep truth in my career situation. And oh my goodness, did things unfold in new ways for me. And I began to see things very, very differently. And I began to move forward and expand in some ways I never expected. So I think that having this intention of something that may seem a little nebulous, but on some level, but is really connected to our heart on another level, can lead to really powerful transformation.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that they are very powerful. And I can't think of anyone I'd rather have on this journey than you to help support me and vice versa.
And likewise, yes, it's great to have a support system and somebody who really gets us, who sees us and accepts us for who we are. And it needs to be somebody who's really, you know, who we're comfortable with being imperfect around. You know,
imperfect.
Yes, because we humans are definitely imperfect, and we need to be comfortable, sort of, you know, displaying our images and being vulnerable around somebody.
Exactly. I think that would be a great resolution for us all: is to first of all embrace our imperfection. But wouldn't it be nice if we all had the ability to see ourselves as others see us?
Oh yeah, I think so. So often we. We are our own worst critics. And so, yes, it'd be really nice to be able to see the way other people perceive us, but also not to have a whole lot of attachment to it one way or another. It's sort of a balancing act.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Because you have to be free from those good opinions of others, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I suppose not everyone's going to see us in the same light or in the same way. Right. But I know that, gosh, when I've had the glimpses of myself when I'm seeing myself like through my husband's eyes or like even your eyes for that matter, it's so inspiring and empowering.
It is. But it can also be a little overwhelming to accept that kind of love and appreciation from another when we're not willing to give it to ourselves.
Yep.
It can be very transformational.
It is. I don't know why we're not willing to do that, but something that we all could work on is to love ourselves just a little bit more.
Right, right. I know that when we come back, we're going to be doing our regular Authenticity Rising into Action segment, and something tells me it's going to involve resolutions, but we're not going to give anybody any more information than that. We're going to go on break, so stay tuned. We'll be back on Authenticity Rising in one moment.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And we're talking about authentic resolutions as we're approaching 2013. And with that, I'm going to resolve to set up a workshop date sometime in the near future with Christine.
Yes.
I believe we'll be having it in the Seattle area, hopefully at the first quarter of 2013. But you can find out our schedule at authenticityrising.com. And you can also connect with us on Facebook under Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. And we would love to connect with you and see how your new year unfolds as you step into your authenticity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's all about connecting with you and, you know, having fun in transformation, because we're all in this together.
Yes, we are. And I love when we're having a lot more fun together than when, you know, sometimes life isn't always easy, and that's when we need that support. But boy, when the good times come, we all get to celebrate with each other.
We do. And our Authenticity Rising workshops are a lot of fun. It's transformation with plenty of laughter.
Yeah, you know, and I have to tell you, it's, I don't know if it's because two women are teaching it that they just automatically assume it's for women only. But so far, the men haven't been stepping into their authenticity at the same level that the women have. So I'm going to put out a personal challenge to all the men out there in 2013 who are ready to be more authentic. Show up at one of our workshops. You'll
yes, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you and I, Sabrina, are balanced in terms of, you know, we've got the analytic parts of ourselves as well as the spiritual and intuitive parts of ourselves. And so really the authenticity is about embracing all aspects of ourself and moving forward, you know, connecting with our inner guidance and moving forward in new ways and empowered ways. And you can apply this not only in personal relationships, but in business. And there are all these different arenas in which we apply our authenticity, right?
So absolutely. And I think that's
for everybody.
You know, it's about being that blended being, about blending the spiritual, the non-physical aspects with the physical aspects and living right. This life. We came here to live in this magnificent playground. In fact, we've been blessed with this life and we don't want to let it go to waste. And that means that you don't necessarily have to spend your time proving yourself worthy and doing all these things that don't necessarily bring you joy. You can find ways to bring joy in your life, and that's through your vulnerability and being authentic.
Absolutely. So what is our Authenticity Rising into Action Dare of the week?
Well, since the new year begins tomorrow, I think it would make perfect sense to ask our listeners to create your own authentic resolution. And as the show indicates, it's not the traditional lose weight, earn more money, get out of debt, stop smoking, things like that. It's really more of an intangible thing, but something that you'll be able to feel so much more powerfully, of stepping into your authentic self and being willing to take some risks, tune in and feel, listen and learn.
Yes. And the inspired action is an important part of it. And that means being honest about our fears, walking through some fears sometimes, but moving forward. It's a very important part of it all.
Absolutely. I mean, we are constantly changing. We're energetic beings. We're vibrational. So one thing that's for sure, we're not designed to be on pause or stand still.
Right. Yes, indeed. Or rewind, because so many of us spend so much of our energy, our mental energy, on the rewind button, going past, you know, back over the past events. Yes. And doing the same things over and over again. So come up with a resolution that is connected to your heart, something that you truly want, and then pay attention to the information, as Sabrina was saying, because that information that comes through is so important. And it can come in the form of overhearing a conversation, can come in the form of our intuitive guidance, it can come in the form of, you know, something, a website we come across on the internet that guides us to something new. But the guidance is there, the information is out there, and, you know, once you're discerning about the information and recognize what's actually pertinent for you and what's not relevant, then it can really help you move forward.
Absolutely. And you may overhear a song. And I know, Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to share what your authentic resolution is for 2013?
Yes, I would. Happiness all across the board for everybody, including myself and all my colleagues here at the station.
Ah, wonderful.
That's beautiful.
And
happiness.
And for me as well. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, rough times.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you experienced the passing of a loved one this year, which I know is so difficult.
You can mention it with my dad, of course, and I was mm-hmm. listening to a song called Free Bird Road and just got me, you know?
Well, you got your message today that your dad is still looking over your shoulder and he's always with you no matter what.
You got that right, and I thank you very much for being understanding. You two are a pleasure to work with.
Likewise. And, you know, I think that, Sabrina, you and I have gotten very specific information about, like, how to move forward. When we were creating our Authenticity Rising workshop, that was definitely inspired action as opposed to motivated action. And
yes.
So I would like to just sort of underscore again for people that when moving forward, pay attention to what feels like controlled and forced in terms of your action and what feels inspired, because that inspiration, that sense of allowing, that sense of ease when you're taking that action or thinking about taking that action is a really important part of the entire picture of manifesting what it is you desire.
Right. And it can be as simple when you're tuning into your body, just take the information in front of you and ask. So if it's exercise or a meal plan or something, just say, when you think about doing it, tune into your body. And if your body feels heavy, like it's dreadful or dreary, that means it's probably not the best thing for you to do at this time. But if you feel inspired, lighter, excited, then that's the direction you want to go. Your body will always let you know.
Yes. And the same thing is true about emotions. You know, if you're thinking about changing jobs or quitting a job, the kinds of emotions you feel associated with it provide you with really good information about how to move forward and, you know, when to take action. So our emotions and our body cues are really important interpretation of the information there.
Absolutely.
Well, Sabrina, I'm very grateful to have been taking this journey with you during 2012. I look forward to 2013 together.
Oh, me
and,
too.
And thanks to each of our listeners and every single workshop participant this year. 2012 was wonderful. And we wish each of you an inspired 2013.
Blessings.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.